Olympian Emil Yuremovich has won cash and prizes totaling $4,000. This week, players will win a complete kitchen, this fur jacket, beautiful jewelry, and a trip to England, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including an Oldsmobile Cutlass and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Delighted to have you join us for Sale of the Century. We crowned a new champion on our last show, a very bright champion. Let's welcome him back. This is Emil Yuremovich. Hello there, Emil.
Hi, Jim.
And again, congratulations on winning the championship. Beautiful trip back east to Massachusetts and New England. That should be lovely. We didn't talk about what you do for a living.
I'm a self-employed task consultant in Mesa, Arizona, Jim.
Oh, sounds like interesting work coming into that time of year for you, right?
It sure is.
Nice to have you back. Good luck today. If you win today, you'll play the winner's big money game for $6,000. And here to introduce the challengers, some of our followers. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
A nice group with us today.
Yes. She finds love in the most unusual places. Originally from New York City, New York, let's welcome Dominique Coe.
Hello, Dominique.
And he had his own dog day afternoon from Los Angeles, California. Here's Joe Schwab.
Hi there, Joe. Got some good bargains for us, I hope.
Bargain.
Good. See you a little later. Joe, you had your own dog day afternoon.
That's right, Jim. My dog, whose name is Lucky, really was lucky for me. We were walking in front of my house one day, and a stray dog followed us. I reunited the stray with the owner, and that's led to a great romance.
Oh, terrific. Nice to have you here. And, Dominique, you find love in unusual places. Were you walking your dog and met your dog?
No, I was grocery shopping in a supermarket and met my last date there, and our carts kept colliding, cart to cart, bumping into each other. Finally, in the produce section, he decided to get fresh.
The produce section, and he got fresh. Okay, he got fresh. Good to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. And the winner of today's match gets a complete kitchen. Beautiful prize, which will go to the winner. And we wish you all well and give you $20 to start it off. Then let's get into it with us. The new movie about Charlie Parker called Bird was directed by Emil.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood is right. $5 for the correct answer, and Emil goes to $25. A company that loses money and makes no profits is often described as being in what color, Joe?
In the red.
You got it. You've got your first five. As leader of all the armed forces, the president is given... Emil? I must have an answer.
Commander-in-Chief.
That's exactly right, and ahead of the bell. Yes. Yeah, as leader of the armed forces is titled Commander-in-Chief. Got a lot of them, but with the armed forces, it is indeed Commander-in-Chief, and you go back into the lead. What item of clothing are you shopping for if you're trying on bell-bottoms and hip-hop? Joe!
Trousers.
Trousers, pants, slacks, okay. Just beating Dominique to the buzzer. You've tried a meal again. There's an old political adage that says, if you can't beat them, Joe...
Join them.
Well, you haven't joined them. You've gotten in the lead, Joe. Well done. Great time to be in the lead. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Joe, that's you. $5 lead over the champion. First opportunity to buy. How about this, Joe?
Joe, settle back and relax in beautiful Santa Barbara. A rental car will be provided for your trip up the coast to Santa Barbara for your four-day stay at the Simpson House Inn, an elegant bed and breakfast inn of Victorian architecture and luxurious decor, offering restful gardens, delicious homemade breakfasts, and evening hors d'oeuvres furnished by Simpson House Inn. It's normally priced at $915, but today on Sale of the Century, it's just for only $6.
Lovely vacation in Santa Barbara.
I've never stayed in a bed and breakfast before.
That would be very nice. And that's a lovely one. Santa Barbara is lovely.
Beautiful.
And if you can't think of a young lady to take, you could take the dog. Then you never know what will happen, Joe. Beautiful trip. $915. I'll let you have it for $5. You'd be in a tie with a meal for just $5. Four-day vacation in Santa Barbara. Going once. Go to buy. Enjoy that. That should be a lot of fun. To the value of one question, you've got yourself a lovely show. And we'll knock the five off. You're in a meal now and a tie. Dominique, don't be discouraged. I know they're just beating you to the buzzer. There's a canine call in Hollywood for a new dog to play Toto in the stage version. Emil.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, they're going to do a stage version of The Wizard of Oz. And Emil goes into the lead. In what southern U.S. state could a lucky man be chosen as Mr. Gumbo? Joe.
Louisiana.
At the Gumbo Pageant in the city of Shreveport, yeah. You could be Mr. Gumbo. Yes, the joke ties a meal. Well, if it wasn't for the honor. This Christmas, the film version of Ann Tyler's best-selling novel, The Accidental Tourist, will be released, starring Body Heat actress Kathleen
Emil Turner.
Just beating Dominique, and Emil goes into the lead, yes. Same game now. We play for control of the board, but you knew that. Did you know we're looking for a famous thing? Thing. I am a candy bar that was introduced in 1920, and within 6 years, I was selling at the rate of 5 million every day. Emil.
Babe Ruth.
Baby Ruth. You got it. You know it, and you got control of the board. Boy, you got that quickly, too. Well done. $10 money card where?
It's behind the number 4.
Lights are flashing. We lock into your buzzer. You could add to that $5 lead, Emil. Good luck.
$10 money card now.
No, lands on number 8 in the champion. Yep.
It's a bedroom ensemble. A fashionable Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shams, and decorative pillows designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota.
Very nice. $730 worth. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. It's always interesting. I think I mentioned it once before, but in case you missed it, the Baby Ruth candy bar was not named in honor of the New York Yankee baseball player, but the daughter of then-President Grover Cleveland. We will be right back. Thank you, Don. Gets back to a very good match now. Champion trying for a second win. He's got the lead. It is Emil at 40. Joe, just a question behind at 35. Dominique at 20, not that far behind. Try this for 5. Because it doesn't get sticky when heated, cooks agree that the best cheese for cooking is this Italian cheese that we sprinkle on soups. Joe.
Parmesan.
Salads and macaroni. Parmesan it is. Nicely done. You've tried Emil for the lead. Featured on the Summer Olympics album is One Moment in Time. The hit, Emil.
Whitney Houston.
That's who did it. He's quick with that buzzer, and he's back in the lead. Luckily, only 1% of all American tax returns are examined by this government agency. Dominique.
The IRS.
Yes, indeed. You finally beat him with the buzzer. There you go. Dominique to 25. Some of the softest and most expensive furs come from the vixen. What kind of female creature is a vixen? Joe.
A deer.
No. Vixen is a female fox. And Joe loses 5 for the incorrect answer. Down to 25. Down to 35. But Emil, that gives you a $10 lead. And Emil, the opportunity to buy this.
Emil, your timing will be just right with this prize. The Baldwin Grand Prix wall clock is constructed of mahogany and features key wound movement with triple chimes, rotating moon disc, and beveled glass door. Manufactured and furnished by Baldwin Piano and Organ Company. It's normally priced at $1,149. But today on sale of the century, it's for only $11.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? That really is. Lovely. Neil, what do you think?
Oh, it looked beautiful in my living room, Jim.
I would think so. $1,149. Well, if it would look good in your living room, let me do 2 things for you, Neil. I'll knock a dollar off the price. You can have it for 10, putting it in a tie with Joe. And I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it. You've got yourself a beautiful clock. $200 in cash.
Thank you.
$1,349 bargain. That is beautiful. Enjoy that. You'll enjoy a tie now with the gentleman as we knock the 10 off. And Dominique, you're just 10 behind. A lot closer. 30-year-old Stacy Allison recently became the first American woman to reach the top of the world's highest mountain. Emil?
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest it is. Back into the lead goes the check. If you're honeymooning in Rome and want to make sure you come back someday, just throw a few coins. Joe?
In the Trevi Fountain.
That's the fountain. Right. You've tied Emil for the lead again. By what familiar name do we know the branches of biology that studies all types of animal life? Joe?
Zoology.
Zoology is right, and Joe goes into the lead by 5. Back and forth. What kind of pet do you own if it's registered with the AKC? Joe?
A dog.
You better know dogs. Yes, and Joe goes to 50, right? Speaking of dogs, absolutely true. There was a sign in the pet shop window, and the sign read, "For sale, one bulldog will eat anything. Very fond of children." We'll be right back. Before we get back to the match, it's always exciting with a lot of money in the winner's big money game. And the instant cash comes up at the end of this segment. And when it does, one of our players could get a crack at $8,000. And it is very close. Could be any one of the three. Joe is at 50, Emil at 40, Dominique at 25. And another money card going up on the board as we go back to the fame game and the famous person. I am a writer.
who collects about $45,000 a week in royalties. I was born in a tough section of the Bronx and began my writing career on such early TV shows as the CBS Comedy Workshop. After 10 years of television, I began writing for the Broadway stage, beginning with Come Blow Your Horn. Then came Barefoot in the Park. Joe?
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon is right for control of the board. $15 money card, where, son?
Deal number one.
Oh, we lock into your buzzer. You can add to that $10 lead. Joe, good luck.
Okay, $15 money card now.
Yes, indeed. It's the $15 money card. Add that to Joe's score. He jumps up into a solid $25 lead. Who knows? That could be the difference of $8,000. We'll find out in a few moments. Right now, this for five. Star Spangled Banner was approved as our official national anthem by our 31st president, Herbert Emil
Hoover.
Hoover, yes, he approved the Star Spangled Banner as the national anthem. He's at a 45. What funny filmmaker turned serious again for his new movie, Another Woman, starring Mia Farrow and Joe?
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen is right. Joe hits the $70 mark. After his puppy chewed up half the manuscript, he had to spend an extra 2 months rewriting of Mice and Men. Hey, Joe?
John Steinbeck.
That's right, John Steinbeck it is, and Joe to 75. Well, now, Joe, you've got the lead with the instant cash. And I must say, it puts you in kind of an intriguing position here, because I'll tell you right now, so you think about it, you have a $30 lead. Two boxes have $100 bills, but one of them is worth $8,000. And as you know, it costs you the amount of your lead if you want to try for it. You've built up a $30 lead, but on the other hand, $8,000 in cash. Joe, tough decision.
It is.
Going once. Going twice. No, Sam.
Don't be in two now.
Didn't want it. What, don't be in two?
No, that's what I would have picked.
Don't. Oh, I hate to look. It's not.
Oh.
It's not. It's in number one.
All right.
Number one. Well, Joe feels good on two scores.
Yes.
And the contestants waiting to get on feel good on another one. It goes to 9,000. We'll be right back.
One of our Sale of the Century contestants could win the new generation Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme SL Coupe. Features a 2.8-liter multi-port fuel-injected V6 engine, front-wheel drive, and air conditioning. From Albertson Oldsmobile, this prize is worth $18,916. And now, back to Sale of the Century.
And back to a match where our challenger, Joe Schwab, did not want to risk his $30 lead. He wanted to hang on to that 75. Emil, the champion of 45, Dominique at 25, and a question for five. According to Christian belief, which one of the archangels will blow his trumpet? Emil.
Gabriel.
On Judgment Day, Gabriel it is, and champion goes to 50. Because of radiation contamination, Russia is demolishing this town. Emil.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, they're demolishing the town where the nuclear accident occurred. Champion makes a move to 55. What French word that begins with a C is used to describe a person who has expert knowledge in art and fine wine? Dominique.
Connoisseur.
Yes, Dominique said connoisseur. Yes, that's right. 60 goes to 30, yes. And you said that so very well, it took me a moment to realize, oh, yes, that is a correct answer. Third and final fame game now, the $25 money card going up there on the board, players. Looking for a famous person. I am a legendary character who inspired Tennyson's line, my strength is as the strength of 10 because my heart is pure. I am descended from Joseph of Arimathea. I am the illegitimate son of Princess Elaine of Astolat. I was the noblest and purest of King Arthur's knights. My Joe.
Lancelot.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, a break for Dominique and Emil. We'll clear it. Continue. And my seat at the round table was called Dominique.
Camelot.
No. Emil's got the rest of the question all to himself. Don't say anything as it becomes more clear in the audience. My seat at the round table was called Siege Perilous. I set forth to find the Holy Grail. After I died, the cup ascended to heaven. My father was Sir Lancelot. I am Sir... Yes?
Galahad?
Galahad is right. Quick control of the board. Were you taking a chance there, Emil? I just had the feeling there was a small chance being taken.
There was.
$25 money card, where is it?
It's behind the number seven.
Well, this is important. You're trailing by 20, Emil. Good luck.
$25 money card now.
No, he hits a $10 money card, however.
gets him a lot closer.
Well, I bet $10 to a Neil score. Now all three players are back in, the complete kitchen on the line, and we finish it up with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Looking at the score, Joe's still in the lead. He's at 75, but Emil's gotten a lot closer at 65. Dominique at 30. A lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What singing sensation made his film debut in Love Me Tender? Dominique.
Presley.
Right. In the game Monopoly, when you pass Go, you collect...
$200.
Right. What are you afraid of if you suffer from hydrophobia? Emil.
Water.
Right. Traditionally, to earn some extra money, kids will set up what kind of citrus beverage?
Emil. Lemonade stand.
Right. Where in New York would you be if you were visiting Bison City? Dominique.
Buffalo.
Right. If you wear contact... Joe?
Eyes.
Wrong. In what mid-eastern country might you work on a farm called a kibbutz? Joe.
Israel.
Right. According to the TV title, in what Midwest city would you find a radio station called WKRP? Emil.
Cincinnati.
Right. Finish this line from Shakespeare. To be or not to be, Joe?
That is the question.
Right. What Southeast Asian country's Communist Party was founded by Ho Chi Minh? Emil.
China.
Wrong. Next year, Mel Brooks will celebrate his 25th wedding anniversary to Oscar winner Joe.
And Bancroft.
Right. Which U.S. president was the subject of the historical novel A Thousand Days? Emil.
John F. Kennedy.
Yes. According to the classic rock hit, in what southern city, time is up, we have a tie. Dominique, you are out of it, you cannot answer. Joe and Emil, as Emil reaches over, go ahead, gentlemen, and Emil wanted to shake hands because it comes down to this. Tie-breaking question. Buzz and answer correctly, you'll add five and win. Answer incorrectly, you would lose five and you would lose. Joe and Emil, the tiebreaker. Washington's birthday, the day of John Marshall's funeral, the day it was cast. They were the three times that the symbol of American independence cracked. Emil.
The bell in Philadelphia.
More, please.
The Liberty Bell.
Yes, you got it for another five to win. The Liberty Bell had to be cracked three times, and Emil got another five and the win. There were a couple that were missed in there. The Asian country Communist Party founded by Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh. And the one across Joe. And Joe, I was into the question and we had to have an answer. If you wear contact lenses, then you probably know the names Bausch and
Loam.
And Loam. Yeah, that quick buzzer cost you on that one. We have to say goodbye. But Joe, you got a nice trip out of it to Santa Barbara with the cash in front of you. That puts you over the $1,000 mark. Thank you for a beautiful game and almost a championship. Dominique, you started to make a move there at the end, and unfortunately have nothing to show for it. However, we do have some nice party gift for you.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Thank you. That is nice to hear. Delighted to have you join us. Emil Yuremovich is our champion once again. Emil, congratulations. Came from 10 behind with that speed round, and you top it off with this beautiful kitchen. Don?
This Whirlpool kitchen may make your world a little easier, Emil. It includes a no-frost French door refrigerator with flexible storage and easy-to-clean features, a portable dishwasher featuring five automatic cycles, and exclusive in-the-door silverware basket, and an easy-cooking, easy-cleaning gas range with continuous cleaning oven, lift-up cooktop, and see-through full-width black glass oven door. Furnished by Whirlpool. This prize is worth $2,437.
Well, that might be a lot of fun with the home in Mesa, Arizona, right?
We need it, Jim.
Oh, that is delightful. Well, we're very happy for you then, Emil. And now, Emil tries for cash with the winner's big money game. Come on, Emil. So redoing the kitchen would be a good idea, huh? Well, that's terrific. Well, come on up here, Emil. I love standing next to Emil. It makes me feel small. It's good for under the chin here, Emil. Congratulations. And now he'll play the winner's big money game for $6,000. And I have three envelopes for you, red, yellow, and blue. Which one is it going to be?
Blue, Jim.
All right, come on. Let's do it now. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds, and that $6,000 is yours. You know the clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. So let's get right to it. Good luck. And may I have 20 seconds on the clock? And the first puzzle starts now. TV newsman hosts Nightline. Yes?
Ted Koppel.
That's right. Interview program. Thought you might jump in a little quicker, but you still got it on time with 15 seconds in your first correct answer. So you are on pace. Just stay right there. Don't get behind. Let's take a look at the next one. Now, sports champs include Trevino.
Golf.
That's right. Nicholas and Palmer, a couple of others. At the halfway mark, you are still right on time with 10 seconds. Let's look at the next puzzle now. Greenish substance makes Superman.
Yes? Kryptonite.
That's right. Lose his strength. One more to go. 5 seconds. You have stayed right on the edge all the way. Now, I must remind you, you must stop that clock before the double zero and give me a correct answer. Good luck. Emil, for $6,000, that next puzzle starts now. State hosts football's Aloha. Oh, no. Just missed it. Just missed it. That double zero came up just a hair ahead of you, hitting that plunger. And as for any new viewers, stopping the clock is Emil. He does it right here with that plunger. That's what does it. By a fraction. You were right on the edge. By a fraction. Well, got the kitchen. Yes. And if you come back, you'll play for $7,000. I don't think it's making them feel any better right now. We'll be right back. I'm sorry about
that. That's all right. Yes, I mean, it must have been a half second. Must have been a half a second.
We were just talking, and we said if he had hit it on Koppel instead of interviews, he would have had the $6,000. He does, however, have $8,516. Bye for now.